At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and we are back. Players Only back in the building. Hope everyone had a blessed and Merry Christmas, and we will tackle the New Year's, upcoming New Year's. But we are back for another week after an eighth straight week of a win for the Chiefs. I am Danan Hughes. To my left in this booth is Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. Good to be here, brother.
Hey, man, do the read, man. What you doing, man? Talk about our producers, people that are paying for this. We got bills to pay, man. Let's go.
So we're going to start off on that note. I can't even get to the reads. I was just saying hello, trying to greet you in a nice way.
Man, I've been here already. Since before I even get to it,
our friends at U.S. Bank, each and every week, our friends at U.S. Bank, our show is brought to you. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Is that okay for you now?
Now we talking. Hey, man, this is Barbershop. I'd like to introduce y'all to the new Players Only.
What do I do?
It's a new year. It's a new vibe. This is
it
how
ain't
we
a new
doing.
Year yet.
Hey, man, hush up. This is how we doing it, man. Hey, we're going to take over this way. We're going to start off with this text line, man. Somebody from the 913 hit me with the, hey, Barbershop, I learned more about football in 1 hour of listening to, I don't know who name you thought that was, Sean Barber. It's Sean Barber.
Talk to text.
Then I learned all week on 610 Sports Radio, man. That's you know what, that love right there? I can feel the love through the screen.
I know that phone number. That's your son, Noah.
Oh, there you go.
That's your son, Noah.
Maybe it is. Let me check it out. No, that ain't him. That ain't him, but it could be. Because we speaking knowledge. You drop knowledge here on the radio. I was just getting off with Bink, man. We talked about the Cowboys. We talked about the Bengals. Man, we talked it up. But,
did y'all talk about
only.
The Chiefs at all?
That's what Players Only gonna do, man. We gonna do, hey man, first quarter, you know, we gonna definitely recap what we did against those Steelers, right? That black and yellow came in here and we sent them home the right way, sent them back to Pittsburgh the right way with a L. And then second quarter, we gonna recap what's going on in the league, talk about some things a little bit different, chop it up the way we would in the locker room. Third quarter, as you know, the time is yours. Andy Reid, we talk about the text line, we take calls, and then fourth quarter prepare for this upcoming game against the Bengals, the Bengals.
I don't know if I like this new format.
New format?
Julio, I mean, Are you feeling this new format?
It was not approved.
It was not approved.
But that's what players only do. We don't get nothing approved. When you're in the locker room, you don't wait for the coach to give you permission to be able to tell somebody. Like, hey, at the end of the day, if I got something I got to say, you about to feel it. I'm about to go speak to you directly. I'm coming over to your locker. I'm letting you know I disagree. All that stuff you've been chopping it up and hearing, all that stuff coming out your mouth, I don't agree with it. Text line right now talking about Josh Gordon going off this Sunday. That's what I'm talking about. Positivity, feeling positive vibes from the text line. See how responsive I am to the text line?
This is why you just can't give everybody anything. That was my gift to him, Julio, for Christmas. 4 minutes on the open of the show, and that's how you handle it.
Yeah, loving it. Give me an inch, I take a mile. That's what we do.
Well, as Barbershop alluded to, the J. Southland Tow Service text line is open, 913-576-7610. How come you didn't get to that point? You just said text and call. You don't even give people the number. What are they doing? This ain't like a 555 number on a movie.
We got faithful fan base. They didn't heard that. They know about the text line.
You was trying to read the
J. Sutherland text line. It's all the way across the whole room. I can't read what that thing says. Whatever it is, text line know about it. Phone number ain't changed. Man, it's week 17.
The phone number and the text line is open, 913-576-7610.
It's week 17, man.
J's Southland Tow Service text line, Barbershop.
Where's Chief John at when you need him? Where's Big Dan with all the energy when you need him? I know who the faithful guys that call in. Where y'all at, man?
Yeah, we need to hear. We need to hear from the Chiefs fans amidst this 8-game winning streak. All started against the feeble Giants, my home state, New York/New Jersey Giants, and here we are now. When everybody counted us out at 2-3 and 3-4, Patrick Mahomes was broken. This offense was broken. Everybody figured us out. The defense was terrible. And where we are now, light years ahead of where people thought we would be, 8-game winning streak. In the NFL, this year, Patrick Mahomes, AFC Player of the Month offensively. I mean, what more could you ask for in a Chiefs kingdom? We've been spoiled. You've heard me say that for many, many moons. We've been spoiled by greatness, and sometimes we don't recognize that there are just lulls that happen. Greatness doesn't just continue to be great each and every week. And we weathered the storm. And now, just as we are supposed to be hitting our stride, we're hitting our stride. And I want to hear from the Chiefs fans out there that listen to Players Only each and every week. Call in. Tell us about how satisfied you are. Tell us about maybe how concerned you are. Just all your feelings amidst this run, because this is something to definitely be cherished in what we're doing now, what we're accomplishing, and what we accomplished last week against a dangerous Steelers team. Very dangerous Steelers team, and from the onset, we took control of the game. And that's kind of one of the themes that I think, Barbershop, if you said, Dana, what's your main takeaways during this winning streak about this Chiefs team? I would say in just about every game, we set the tempo of the game. Mm-hmm. It took us a little bit against the Chargers, but as the game unfolded, especially in crunch time, we put our foot on the gas pedal when other teams are riding a brake. And I think that's kind of the MO of what we saw in 2018, 2019, 2020, in those amazing runs. I saw a stat today. I talked about it on KSHB with our segments each and every week I do with Mick Schaefer. Patrick Mahomes, November, December, and January, 26-1. Over the last three seasons. And they just niced up that stat. But in essence, he's 26-3 in November, December, January, and February.
Yeah.
Over these last 3 years. I mean, and that's still great. So at the time when you're supposed to be putting your foot on the gas pedal, at the time when you're supposed to be hitting all your strides and doing the right things, all three phases of the game plus coaching, this Chiefs team has done that and is doing that. And my takeaway from the Steelers, it was a team we were supposed to beat. It was on our home turf. It was at a time when we needed to get a win
to distance ourselves from others, or at least give ourselves a little bit of cushion, and we got the job done in decisive fashion.
Yeah, the way we took over that game early and often, obviously putting a lot of pressure on the Pittsburgh Steelers to make plays, going for it on fourth down, and giving us short fields, it made that game a decisive win way earlier than I had thought. I thought that, you know, it'd be a close game going into half. We up by 7, maybe 10. Then somewhere in the third quarter, our talent and you know, would take over and, you know, make it, you know, 3-possession game. Maybe win, you know, 27-7 or something like that, or something like that. But again, I think the one thing we've seen in this league is that, you know, every time I'm watching games, I'm seeing all these coaches going for it on fourth down. I'm seeing guys negating and not even making field goals attempts because they're saying that they're looking across the sideline and they see a quarterback that's gonna be a high scoring game. And I'm thinking to myself, it's the first quarter, no one has scored, or let's say it's 3-0. Like, how are you not putting points on the board so early in the game when you get down into field goal range and it's fourth and a couple inches? All through that win streak, multiple teams chose to not even attempt the field goal because in their mind, they had already made up their mind that Pat Mahomes-led offense is going to put up 30-some points against them.
Sound familiar? That's like deja vu. 2018, 2019, 2020.
If you're making coaching decisions, I mean, you're battling ghosts. You're battling something that ain't even happened yet. You are pre-calling. You're making coaching decisions that's going to affect the scoreboard before it even happens. Instead of just living in the moment, I think that's what one thing that Andy Reid has done time and time again is, even sometimes when the fans don't like it and the players might not like it, man, when he's in field goal range and he sees those points on the board, he values those possessions. He values those points. He knows that, you know, that score can add up quick as long as each possession. And we've seen some of the pundits and people talk about how effectively and our offense, as far as per possession, I think it's 2.8 points per possession. And if you take that up into a ball game, you know, every other possession or something, we hitting field goals and touchdowns. It's hard to keep up with us. It's hard to keep up. And especially when you know how, man, how if you don't get it right, and you make a mistake, we got the players to make you pay for it. Chargers know about it late in the game and overtime. Raiders know about it. Denver know about it. They feel it twice a year. But now we're feeling even outside our own division. Pittsburgh Steelers know how it gets out of hand really quick when you start making bad coaching decisions.
Well, it's amazing how things come full circle because if, you know, when we were on this show back in 2018, the predominant theme, if you remember, Barbershop, was teams getting outside themselves when they played the Chiefs.
Always.
And you had teams going for it on fourth down. You had teams trying to score as many points as possible. You had teams that had quarterbacks and rushing attacks that relegated their quarterbacks to dropping back 40 and 50 times because of number 15 across from them. And then you had a couple of teams that started to try to go away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember specifically we played against the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans at home, lost both games. And those were the only two teams that year during that run that actually stuck to a game plan, rushing the ball and keeping the time of possession and keeping the ball on the sideline and not trying to outscore, go blow for blow, throw for throw against Patrick Mahomes, and they were successful. Then you go into the next season and teams still trying to do it. John Harbaugh, I remember, trying to drop back and have Lamar Jackson throw the ball 40-plus times in the game because he felt like it was extremely necessary to put touchdowns on the board and to outscore the Chiefs. And most teams, especially just as I mentioned in that stat with Patrick Mahomes in November, December, and January, most teams fail trying to go blow for blow, throw for throw with Patrick Mahomes. And yet, where we stand now, especially with what I know you have recognized, the defense stepping it up, teams have no other option at this point. The Steelers had to drop Big Ben back all those times during the game in order for them to even have a chance. And they really still didn't even have a chance. They had 303 total yards in that game, and Big Ben was 28 of 43 in that game passing for 173 yards. 43 times he had to drop back. Now, I'm sure Mike Tomlin and the Steelers did not have that game plan, but when you put up the points that we did in the first half and they go in with the goose egg on the board and the Chiefs get the ball to come out the third quarter, you basically have to scrap your whole game plan. But it's amazing to me, as we come to the end of the first quarter, we got action on the phone line. Michael, Big Jack, Steven, definitely stay with us. I see a whole bunch of texts coming up. I think we're going to take second quarter and third quarter to tackle all these. So you're going to get a double dose of Time's Yours.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Because we're on an 8-game win streak, and the Chiefs Kingdom got something to talk about. We're going to hear about it next.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back, Players Only, second quarter of the show. Sean Barber and I am Danan Hughes. And because it's Christmas, because it's the holidays, we are going to give a gift to our faithful listeners and callers each and every week, brought to you by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Normally, we go each and every week and we try to get all of the text messages and phone calls tackled in the third quarter, because the third quarter is usually
Time's Yours.
The Time's Yours segment. But we're going to give an extra dose because we know we got some interested callers and text messengers out there. So we're going to tackle for two straight segments, two straight quarters of the show. We're going to go to the phone lines and the text lines, and we'll start with Michael in Wichita. Michael.
Time's Yours.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Man, not much. I am so happy that people continue to disrespect our defense. As a former basketball player, you guys are former football players. We know that is food for that locker room. So when we coming up this Sunday it's a great example in time to let the world know that, yeah, Joe Burrow is a great quarterback, but we're about to shut them down 17 points or less, and we're going to let Pat do what he do and put that 30-point on him. Once we dominate this game, then I think the pundits will start to realize what type of special defense we have.
Appreciate it, Michael. I take offense to one thing that Michael said. Thanks for the call, Michael. I take offense. He called us football players like we don't got no basketball game.
I'm going to be honest. I ain't got no game.
You ain't got no game? I got a hooping skills, Michael.
No.
You can't just box me into a football player. Like, I got basketball skills. I got baseball skills,
Dennis,
I play
Rodman.
A mean game of Scrabble. I do it all.
That's what my basketball game. My basketball game was the worm. I was the Dennis Rodman.
You was using every foul.
Rebounding.
You used every foul, didn't you?
Yeah, man. I was a rebounding beast, though. I watched the ball. I could track the ball. I could get myself positioned. I boxed out like crazy.
Could you catch the ball? Because I heard your hands are suspect.
There we go.
You was talking about on with Bink earlier about you being a high school receiver.
And college
receiver.
28.5 yards a catch. My senior year.
That was practice?
28. No, in the games, bro. In the games.
So
check my rap sheet, punk.
Hey, I want to hear from the text line. Anybody ever heard of a receiver in high school and college with a 28.5 yard per catch? Have to switch the linebacker?
I didn't have to. There you go.
I want the people to tell me.
I had options, bro. I had options. That's why. Like, listen, the Cowboys got a defensive back who's in the running for defensive MVP, Diggs. He was a wide receiver at University of Maryland, right? University of Alabama. He's at Alabama. And Coach Saban said, hey, man, you might want to think about playing defense, because if you look at who they had a bunch of studs on at wideout. He was a good wideout, but he was a great defensive back. I went down the same path, man.
You Trayvon Diggs.
I basically am.
Okay.
I just kept
Next
going.
Caller.
I just kept going. I went from cornerback to safety to linebacker, okay? 10 years in the league later, Dana. 10 years in the league later.
Big Jacks, help me out here. We need a break from this, all this whatever he's spewing over there across the table with his liquid death, mountain water.
Yeah, buddy.
Big Jacks, what's going on?
Hey, man, no doubt. Hey, Barbershop, man, I get it, man. You was a cold football player. But I will say this. That dude, Danin, right there, he got game in all three sports, Sawyer. And he ain't fronting on that. So, you know, dude's an athlete, no question about that.
There you go.
I tell you what, though, man, this defense, the caller before me was absolutely right, man. As long as people keep overlooking how good this defense really is, I mean, I love it because in all those early games, they didn't have Charvarius, they didn't have Willie Gay Jr., Chris Jones missed time. Like, when they get their whole team on the field, I mean, them two linebackers are nasty, bro. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get in there and then you got Charvarius and Legarius, like, what? They sound like characters from the Key and Peele skit. But them cats can play some ball. You hear me? So,
oh, yeah.
This defense, man, and now – I think it's finally sunk in with Pat that he can relax, man. He don't got to feel the pressure to score. The other teams are feeling the pressure to score, but he really don't got to feel that pressure. And it's going to help him relax, man, and just go out there and play Darrell Williams, Kelsey, Tyreek, and you got a formula to win games, I think, all the way through the Super Bowl. So, hey, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Love Players Only. I'll holler at y'all later. Y'all have a good, happy new year.
You do the same, bro. Be safe. Be blessed. We appreciate the call and the support, man. Big Jax, thanks a lot, Barbershop.
I mean, he needed
you first. I mean, let's tackle the first part.
Let's talk about the way he lifted you up, right? Put Danin on this pedestal. Danin is a multi-sport. He played a lot of sports.
Time jerk.
He does a lot of things great. I mean, yeah, jack of multiple things. Master of none. Jack of all
trades.
Master of none. So we've heard that plenty.
Hey, I ain't say it. Big Jack said it. I didn't say nothing. I said I opposed.
I don't mind
the first caller saying that we only were football players.
No, I give you a credit.
Why your voice go up like Mariah Carey?
I'm gonna give you a credit.
Why are you singing like Mariah Carey now?
For those that don't know,
what are you talking about?
Coming out of high school, Danin was drafted in the MLB.
No, I wasn't. See, out of college.
Oh my bad. Out of college, it don't matter.
Okay, I just want to make sure you, like, there's going to be the text line. They're going to be like, he wasn't out of high school. He was at the University of Iowa. Man. I'm just trying to save you, man. I'm trying to help you.
They've been picking on me all
day. Help me.
I don't mind. I don't mind. A little correction. Drafted out of high school, drafted college. You got drafted by the MLB. You got, right, drafted out of MLB, drafted NFL, multiple sport, professional athlete. I got to give you a due. That's credit.
Can you get your voice up high like that again?
No, I only do that sometimes.
All right. All right, let's go to Steven. Steven in Lenexa. What's going on, Steven?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you, brother.
Hey, man, I kind of had to take issue with Michael from Wichita, man. I think this is real dangerous. I know those guys in the locker room are there to win championships, and they don't listen to all this stuff, but I think we're getting way overconfident. We've beaten a bunch of tomato cans, and that's great, but we're going to face a guy that had the fourth greatest passing day in NFL history, and I think our fans are getting outside expectations of how this is going to do, how this is going to go. This is the NFL, man. This is the NFL, which stands for winning not for long. If we go in over our fan base goes in overconfident and thinks we're just going to roll these guys, I mean, Cincinnati's playing for a division championship, and they're one of the hottest teams in the league. So let's just roll back all this like we're just going to roll over everybody, and they're going to lay down. We got a bunch of professionals in that locker room, and I'm sure they're going to block all that stuff out. But I really like to see the guys kind of bear down. Maybe the receivers on offense so that are not named Hill or Kelsey. Just kind of really dominate. That's the guys I want to see dominate is the offensive guys that we haven't really heard from a lot lately. I'd like to see a lot of domination from those guys. I mean, I where does this confidence from the fans come from? That's what I don't understand. Someone illuminate me. Someone give me the magic answer. Or something.
I think Barbershop got an answer for you, but we appreciate it, Steven. Thanks for the call, brother.
Steve wants some enlightenment.
Give him some enlightenment.
Rafiki.
Why? Rafiki, and why Where's all this confidence coming from?
Confidence is built by the proof is in the pudding. When you do things consistently over and over again, when you talk about an 8-game winning streak where the defense has been consistently holding people under 20 points, and then the offense is consistently putting up more than 20 points, when you look at that variance of how much you score and how much you allow, that's what gives the confidence going into this week. Because when I look at the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm looking at a team that is almost the exact same team that we just played against. Great weapons at the receiver. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think anybody would say they don't have great weapons. Najee Harris, Claypool.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. The weapons they got on offense, except for the quarterback is getting a little bit older. The deficit with the Pittsburgh Steelers was their offensive line couldn't stand what our defensive line was doing. And this is the same thing we're seeing with the Cincinnati Bengals. Their offensive line is just not as good as our defensive line. So as long as our defensive line comes out with that attitude, that aggression that they've been playing with for the last 8 weeks, I mean, it is what it is. You don't it's going to happen again. We're going to go out there and dictate the rules of engagement, and hopefully, no matter if it's at home or at the Bengals, We're gonna do something that I think we ain't did since 1984, winning Cincinnati. Right? It's been a very long time since we've won a game at Cincinnati. So I think we're gonna make sure that we handle our business. But that's good, Steve. From Alexa, you want people to stay humble, stay hungry. But I don't think the fan base being confident about what their team has been doing for the last 8 weeks is going to prevent our team either way from going out there and taking care of business.
Barbershop, I'm gonna. He mentioned one comment about tomato cans. Well,
tomato cans.
I know the comment, and my argument against that is that there's never, ever, ever an incident where any NFL team is that. But I will give you. I'll reel off the Steelers we beat, still in the playoff hunt. Chargers we beat, still in the playoff hunt. Raiders we beat, still in the playoff hunt. Broncos we beat, likely not, but could. Cowboys leading their division. Raiders still in a playoff hunt. Packers, even though they didn't have Aaron Rodgers, still one of the best teams in the league and played us tough. The Giants are the last team and the only team we played that you could consider tomato can-ish if you want. But I still contend that no team in the NFL ever deserves that, because on any given Sunday, you look at the Lions, you look at the Houston Texans, what they do us a favor last week with their win to put us in a position in the driver's seat to be the number one seed any given Sunday. He said that the NFL is not for long. On NFL also is any given Sunday, anything can happen, and the Chiefs have happened better than 8 straight opponents going into this 9th one. That's the end of the second quarter in Players Only. We're at halftime. When we come back, we got more callers and a text line to tackle, and we're going to give the time all
time
to you guys.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we're back. Halftime's over. Sean Barber, I'm Danan Hughes, and this is Players Only. Come to you each and every week, every Thursday during the Chiefs football season, and we're brought to you by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. For all the listeners out there, we have decided that we're going to go 2 straight quarters of this show with the Time's Yours segment. And we've got a lot of activity. We got Jamaican Ken, Dan, Jack, and Carolina Blue on hold. But Barbershop, I kind of feel like we need to tackle a couple of these text messages
before we get to them. All right, let's start with the 816 shop. I'm a 610 junkie, and I've been since 2012. But you might be the first call in. Just as soon as I finish these last 4 deliveries for the people, I'm about to do it. Ha, ha, ha. That's my man. I don't know who it is, but anytime you show me some love on the radio, on the text line, I'm going to read it. So you start off with Barbershop. I'm going to give you all the love I can on the text line. Hopefully he calls in, let us know what he's feeling about the Chiefs and his upcoming game and how the season's going. Yeah. All the positivity.
I saw a text about my hometown. Somebody was talking about my hometown of Bayonne, New Jersey. Bayonne. Shout out to Bayonne, New Jersey.
Where is it?
In the house. Jeez. I saw him talking about a jersey hanging up on the wall. How come there's no jerseys on the wall, Sal? There you go. You don't even know that movie reference.
Hey, come on, man.
You definitely don't know that movie reference.
That's the that's my man Spike Lee joint.
What was it?
Spike Lee.
There you go.
Yeah,
from the 913. I've been in the gym at Bayonne High School, and his jersey's on the wall. How come there's no pictures on the wall, Sal? There you go. You don't even know it.
Mo better?
No. No, forget it.
School days?
You're losing your black card. Your black card is revoked right at this point.
What is
it? I'm going to the phone line so I don't become more frustrated with your attempts. Jack from Blue Springs, what's going on?
Jack gone? Going once,
Jack,
going twice.
Jack got jacked. Carolina Blue from Jackson County, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing? So I just want to give some props there, Sean. So Mike, the first guy that you guys talked to, the first freaking word he said was respect. Mm. And then Big Jax, he said something about respect earlier.
Mm.
And you know what? Most guys, when they look at guys like you.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
It's respect. You got it. So when someone is dropping gems along the river for anyone to pick up along the radio waves, and it's just been busting me up for over an hour. Mr. Barber, before I went to the barber, you said something. And then now after I've come home from the barber, you got the barber shop. So I'm just letting you know, I am on board with your theory about the 350 Hall of Fame. And if you take that clip where you said something about, well, the coach comes to you and says, hey, man, get your playbook. And then your theory is, well, damn. Hey, boy, bring your jacket. Bring that golden jacket and drop. And I was thinking, man, at least give them guys the bust. And maybe some photos or something,
my
you know.
Man, Carolina Blue.
Carolina Blue, we appreciate the call, man. That's good stuff. I like how he's giving you a shout-out, Barbershop. He even got your voice down.
No, he don't.
He got your voice down. He was emulating you.
Hey, he knows I'm an MJ fan, though. He talking about a Carolina Blue. That's my hometown right there. Not really, but we love Michael Jordan. That's my number one NBA player. The GOAT of the GOATs.
All right, we appreciate you, Carolina Blue. Jamaican Ken, there's your guy.
That's my man, Jamaican Ken. What's up?
From the Founders Club, what's happening?
What's up, baby? I ain't got no jerk chicken for you, but maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to shout out to you guys. You guys did an excellent job for 21, and I wish you all blessing for 22. So you all did a good job keeping up with us with the game.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, and definitely you be blessed as well in the new year.
I just want to give you a couple of things to kind of focus on. Orlando Brown need to protect my homes a little bit more better on that.
All right.
We're going to talk about Pringles got his opportunity, did a good job.
Yes, sir.
Talk about Josh Gordon, good job in the ball. And last but not least, let's talk about Brady acting like a baby on the sideline.
That's
Brady
right.
Acting like a baby. Baby Brady.
Yep. We all appreciate right. you, Jamaican Ken. Yeah, not enough shine has been put on Tom Brady and his sideline antics. He's gotten a pass after pass after pass, and my gauge is if Patrick Mahomes did it, and I would say this, rewinding years back before Tom Brady was actually Tom Brady when he just had one and two Super Bowl appearances and et cetera. But that's a whole different topic that goes down a whole different lane if we start talking about comparing apples to apples and who gets passes for doing what and who doesn't.
Well, let me speak on Tom Brady real quick because my household, we got some people in my household that actually likes Tom Brady, likes the way he plays and everything. So we have some in-depth conversations about Tom Brady. We watched that game when he got goose-egged.
Yep.
And there were some times where his receivers were getting, you know, he didn't like that his receivers getting hit in the legs. He says that, you know, his receiver got hurt and that's not the game should be played that way. And the conversation in my house was, if you show Tom Brady film of his own Tampa Bay defense hitting guys the exact same way, would he still have a problem with it? And the answer would be 100% no.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the defense got to do what they got to do to get me the ball back. But when it comes to his receivers,
hypocrisy.
Now he has a problem with the way it's hit because I know that defense, the way their secondary, Winfield Jr. and those guys, man, they take your knees out, your ankles, they hit you anywhere up in the head. Man, those guys, Devontae Davis and White, man, those guys.
Here's the thing, though, Barbershop. It costs you money the higher you hit somebody on the body.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. I'm not saying that every NFL player is thinking that, but what I am saying is that if I'm a defensive back and you already took 10, 15, 25,000 from me because of a hit that I started off in a legal position.
That's right.
And the receiver dropped his head, or the running back dropped his head, or the quarterback dropped his head, or the tight end lowered their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fined. I'm going after your knees and ankles every single time. I will not make any kind of qualms about it. It's the name of the football game. Yes, as a wide receiver, I would have liked to get hit upper body rather than knees. I would say that now. There's a whole bunch of orthopedic surgeons around the world that are there to reconstruct my knee.
Mm.
And as a player, I'm thinking, you can hit me up in my body. I'll take it. There's some smelling salts on the sideline, ice bag, some Tylenol. I'm going to get back on this field. But in this situation, right now, when you start taking money away, the NFL does it like it's monopoly money. Mm-hmm. I'm going for your ankles and knees until the league changes their rules.
And the last thing about that is, if you look at that play, Tom Brady could have threw that ball lower and prevented Godwin from having to go up
and
expose himself. So instead of him putting it on himself and saying, hey, man, I should have threw a better ball, I got to protect my wide receiver, he goes, like we said, baby Brady. He goes to whining about it because he Tom is all about that chess game.
Mm-hmm.
He lays those little eggs and nuggets out there in social media and stuff because now he wants the refs to pick it up, make calls, protect his guys, all that kind of stuff.
Like Phil Jackson with the
Bulls.
Always trying to. There's always a method to the madness. All right, Dan from KC, we got you going. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, Dan. Hi, Sean. I just got two ring for the Salvation Army. I do that every year when I'm not working in hand out. So I try to get back, you know, and text you. I don't know if you got my text, but that's okay. No, I talked to you about the Steelers game. It was a good defensive game. I just relaxed. It was 23-0. That flea flickered in full Charvarius Ward and that fourth down stub by Melvin Ingram. That was something to see. Ever since Melvin Ingram came, guys, Jerry Ridley's played a lot better. So what do you think about that? And my thoughts go out to John Manning and his family, you know. And I'd like to talk to you about the Bengals. You know, the Bengals are good, you know. I think the Chiefs can put enough pressure on Burrow. So what do you think? Let's take care of the Bengals. Let's see the Dolphins take care of the Titans, coach number one seed. Take care of yourself, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Time was yours.
Man. Dan brings
great
that
call.
Energy.
He brings that energy, man. He gets
Ooh-wee.
You up. He's like a five-hour energy trapped in a Red Bull can. I love it.
That's my man, Dan.
Love it. All right, we got the text line. We got one more, Riley. We're going to get to you after the break, but we got the text line from the 816 Barbershop. You get your black card revoked. It's do the right thing, man.
Oh,
I'm
what
hurt.
What did I say?
You said every other Spike Lee movie. You said Malcolm
days.
X. You said.
I said school.
Man.
I said school days.
You said, I don't even want to go through it no more because it's hurting my heart right now.
Do the right
thing. It's hurting my heart.
Man, you ain't worried about your heart, sucker.
It's hurting my heart, man. That's all right.
Anyway, the text line. We got 816 talk about Derek Gore is about to go ham on these suckers next week. Yes, right. I do like that. I like that take. I like Derek Gore, North-South runner.
Fantasy football championship
North
week.
South
Who's
going
to have the guts? Who's going to have the guts to take Derek Gore and put him in the starting lineup?
Billy Baber, we talking to you. My man Billy Baber's in the neighborhood championship out there in Summerwood, and he's down on his running backs. He's got shambles. He got nothing in the pantry. The running back position.
He got Marcus Allen.
His guys are beat up, man. His guys are beat up. They've been put on COVID.
He got Greg Hill.
Man, he
Larry Johnson.
Thin. Yeah. So Derek Gore and one of those Philadelphia running backs, I think is going to wait. He got to go.
Gaskin?
Howard. I think he's going to go with Philadelphia. Yeah, Howard.
Well, good luck, Baber.
Good luck,
when
Baber.
We get back, end of third quarter, when we come back, Riley, we're going to tackle that. And then we're going to talk about this Bengals matchup, keys to victory, what we see in this matchup. Let's remember. This is the first guaranteed playoff matchup. We've had several, no tomato cans, but we've had several playoff matchups during this streak. This is the guaranteed playoff matchup, and it's going to be a test for the Bengals. We'll talk about that next.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Fourth quarter, Players Only, Barbershop, Sean Barber, and I'm Danan Hughes, and we just got a few minutes left, but Riley has been waiting on the line. Man, we have gone through uncharted territories. We're going into three segments, and we're still in the Time's Yours segment. Riley, we're going to give you some time. What's going on, Riley?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Much love to the 610 family. Barbershop, I watched you on the field. Great man. Love what you did for us. Heard a lot of Fairweather fans today calling in, so I just want to say we went through every must-win scenario and got it done to the point of where we could actually drop one, but we won't. I'm going with that Sean Levine energy. We're going to win out. We're going to roll through the playoffs. And, Sean, I love you, but leave my man C-Dot alone. That's my guy right there. It's our
no more Rafiki. He don't want no more Rafiki in.
Hey, man, you tell C-Dot one thing. If he starts to open his – he has two ears and one mouth. So you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk. The problem with C-Dot, he talks so much. And then when I try to drop him some nuggets, you heard the listener, the caller calling. He said, Barbershop been dropping nuggets all day. He dropped his little nuggets. I even called in to Sean Levine during the midday and dropped some nuggets about my postseason bets. It's not about what I say. It's why did I say it. So sometimes – C-Dots get caught up with the product. It's the process. The process is always greater than the product.
That's what it is.
It's the why. You got to listen to the why.
Thanks a lot, Riley. One thing I take away from Riley, he said he saw you play. So what is he trying to call me, old?
I mean, Dan, it is what it is. You got grandkids, bro.
I know, that's right. All right, y'all. Just like each and every week, each and every segment brought to you by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help. Turn it into your next pursuit. Barbershop, we got a few minutes. We may have some an opportunity to tackle some of these text lines. We got people from Jersey and all over trying to shed some light on us, but we got the Bengals to talk about. What do you think about this matchup this week?
Man, again, I think I've kind of mentioned it earlier a couple times. I do think the Bengals are just a repackage of the team we just saw. I mean, the quarterback position, I think, is a younger version of Ben Roethlisberger. I heard Coach Spags say that he thought he was a young Tom Brady. You know, Coach Spags is going to definitely, you're going to drown the opponent with compliments. You're going to give him as many as you can, but you're still trying to come and get that guy. The one thing that, unlike a Tom Brady, is he gets sacked so many times. He's waiting for that big play because he has so much faith in his receivers to get open down the field, and he hasn't really correlated the fact that his offensive line isn't good enough to allow the time for those receivers to get open down the field, and it's leading to sacks. And you know, when sacks come, sometimes strip balls, turnovers, mentally you start to rush, go through your reads a little bit quicker. And I think that's the thing that's going to be a detriment to Joe Burrow's getting done what he needs to done. He's an awesome talent. And then also we got Clyde Helaire, who can give us some of the pointers. You know, he was in the locker room with us, so he can give us some of those inside pointers about things that maybe Joe Burrow didn't like as much in college. When you talk about whether we're going to play zone, a man, a little mix of each one, do a little hybrid, maybe run a little zone and let it melt to a man. We got some concepts that we do that are very unique that he probably hasn't seen in a few weeks. So I believe our defense is going to definitely stand the test. We always know we come with a mindset of doing what we got to do to get a win. And I think our team is going to Cincinnati with a business mentality.
So I will say this. I'll start with the concerns I have in this game. Tall, rangy receivers that the Bengals have.
All right.
Three men, Boyd, Higgins, and Chase, and Mixon out of the backfield. To me, this team is very reminiscent of the 2018 Chiefs. Bursting on the scene with a young quarterback, some weapons on the outside, and basically keep their foot on the gas pedal all game long. That can be a little scary. You look back at the Steelers games, they had, I want to say, maybe five big plays in that game, the Steelers, if that, give or take one or two. And at least three or four of those five plays were high-pointed fade routes to taller receivers.
Yeah.
So we have shorter defensive backs. So there's a concern there. Not saying that, I mean, obviously the Steelers didn't make a healthy dose of it or have a healthy dose of it, so they couldn't put in a winning performance with that, but that can be a concern. If you're Joe Burrow and you've seen our blitzes and our pressures, you're trying to get the ball out of your hands quick, one-on-one on the outside, taller receivers, our defensive backs, specifically our corners, are going to have to play. But I agree with you, Barbershop. They are 30th in the league in giving up sacks. This team, although Joe Burrow has done a nice job with 30-plus yard plays and 20-plus yard plays and leading the NFL and, you know, has distanced himself with big play ability, their defense is chock full of free agent defensive backs. They have of all their defensive backs on their two deep, or I should say their active roster, They only have one that actually was drafted by the team. So they have a bunch of retreads, although they're solid, a bunch of retreads in the back end that I think we can take advantage of. The main component that comes to mind when we're playing the Cincinnati Bengals for me is, and I'd say this about just about any team that plays against this Chiefs team. The last time we played them was 2018. Patrick Mahomes threw for 4 touchdowns. It was Andy Reid's 200th victory. When you don't play a team every year like the Chiefs, if you don't play them every year, you have problems. Because what you see on film is not what you see on field. What you experience is not what you're going to equate to on your game plan and in practice. They don't have anybody that can match up that way. That makes it tough. That's why the Chiefs won the NFC East this year. That's why they beat teams that they only play once in a while. Because you cannot quantify the speed, athleticism, creativity, and all the nuances of this offense by only watching film and not experiencing it once or twice a year. I got the Chiefs 38-35 in a close matchup at Paul Brown Stadium, and we will have our 9th win in a row. For all the listeners, all the callers, thank you so much. The text messengers as well. Have a blessed, safe, and happy New Year's, and we'll come back to you next week, hopefully with a 9th win.
I'm going to go with Happy New Year, y'all.
Peace.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.